Last May, school board member Nancy Garrison made a motion to put out an RFP or request for proposal for a building, the uses of which hadn't yet been determined. Now the building could be completed as early as next year. It would house the new PC CAPS program and accommodate other programs that would be moved out of the high school. A preliminary sketch of the building, or a schematic, had already been drawn by architect firm VCBO, and uses of the proposed $5 million building were evolving on a daily basis, which stirred controversy in the community. The controversy surrounded an expenditure of that magnitude and an insistence by the school district that a new building was needed without being able to pinpoint exactly what it would be needed for. School District Business Administrator Todd Hauber says they've had those preliminary ideas for the building for several years.
In that process, we were looking for architects that would do three things for us: that they would do a cost estimate on this project, that they would do the programming for the building, and that they would do schematic design. Those are the precursors to a project. So that was the initial work done, and VCBO was the firm selected to do that work, and they've done that work for us.
Although Superintendent Ember Conley earlier in the week said the architect firm had been chosen and the design was finished, Hauber says an RFP will go out for working drawings for the architect. The work won't necessarily go to the same firm, VCBO.
We're now at the point in the process where we need to hire an architect that would do all of the engineering designs, detail drawings, work with the construction team on issues that come up along the way in the construction process. So the firm that will actually be on the ground doing all the drawings for the construction of the project itself.
The RFP for the architect will go out this week or next, says Hauber. School Board President Mo Hickey said the RFP from builders were due Friday, August 15th. Once they get cost proposals back, that will determine whether the district will in fact go ahead with the project.
Well, we haven't voted on the project itself. The vote that was taken in the spring was to go forward with the RFP process. Then once we get the RFP process, we would have to vote on the RFP if we accept it and if we want to move forward with it at that time. As Todd pointed out yesterday, we could say no, go back. There's a lot of things that could take place at that time in the vote.
That's Park City School Board President Mo Hickey. The price of construction is estimated to be $5 million, although construction costs by some estimates have increased some 10 to 20%. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.